This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and we are back with season three of this show. And I am so excited because I have a guest on the show. It's actually very interesting that last season I wanted to have this guest on this show. I don't know what even happened. I don't know. I can't even remember. But I'm glad finally it's happening. So here we go. I have Uke Junior on the show. I don't know. I call him Uke. I call him plenty things. I've been muttering his name anyhow. But today he's going to tell me how to pronounce his name correctly. And of course, we're going to have an interesting conversation today, because today we want to talk about how to expand your dream, your business, your whatever abroad. How to take it from, you know, local to international, and how to do all those amazing things you've always wanted to do with your business. That is what we'll be talking about today. And I am so excited that this is what is starting this season, because this season we are going global. So welcome on this show, Uke. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for finally joining me on this show. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate you. Thank you. We have finally made it happen.
We are here.
More than ready to move on.
Finally. We are finally here. Welcome on the show. So let's start from pronouncing your name correctly. So I stop muttering it. Okay. That's not nice. So please, how do I pronounce your name well? Let's start from there.
Okay, so it's pretty simple, actually. So it's Uke, right?
Uke
and then that's it. Yep.
Okay, so it's up, not down. Oh my god, welcome on the show. Really, I'm so excited to have you today.
I'm really excited
about the topic that we're going to discuss today, right? So you are one guy that everyone raves about, like, you know, the amazing stuff they are doing. So please, you let us in on this guy here. So let's get to meet you properly. So let's meet the amazing guy. Awesome.
Okay. My pleasure. Happy to share. Thank you so much for having me. So my name is Junior. And like you said, you know, a lot of people know me in different dimensions, and I have evolved over time, of course, revealing different dimensions of who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, how much more there is to be. As of today, I find my leaning towards being, you know, a product creator, right? Being someone who is interested in solving problems or creating solutions, right?
Yeah.
For the world. And that has led me to create two major solutions today that people in emerging markets and emerging economies, you know, currently use to transform the way that they do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example, right? One of such solutions is a company that helps business people to take whatever business that they have now, whatever venture that they have right now,
mm-hmm.
in a country such as, say, Nigeria, and be able to register that business in a global economy like the USA,
mm-hmm.
and also transact like a US business with a fully functional bank account, fully functional payment processor, and all of the amazing stuff that comes with it.
Wow.
Right? So that is who I currently am leaning towards. So someone who just sees and identifies a challenge and tries to come up with a solution for it. And I am more than happy that right now you know, some of the people who I have been creating things for, mm-hmm. you know, happen to be entrepreneurs, happen to be business owners, happen to be creatives, happen to be digital workers, happen to be freelancers, happen to be people, you know, of that kind or of that walk of life. And so that is where we are at the moment, you know. And you, the truth is, you never really know what tomorrow brings, mm-hmm. you know, throws at you, right? Who knows? I just might be interested in creating solutions for people who are in media, people who are in medicine. But the bottom line of the North Star really is about creating solutions. So figuring out a challenge and building something for it. That's where we're at.
Wow. And I love the fact that you're open to growth. Like, we don't know what tomorrow holds. So today, this is where we are. Tomorrow, we are open.
Yeah, we are open.
Absolutely. Awesome. Today, we want to look at expanding your business abroad. This is one issue that most people find themselves.
Hot topic.
Yeah, very hot. Very hot topic. Because sincerely, everyone wants to expand. People want to scale. But no, they really don't know how. For some, they don't know how. For some, they don't even know why. And for some, they're just confused, bouncing between should I not, you know. So I'm hoping that at the end of today, we'll be able to answer all of these questions lingering in people's hearts, you know. For some people that want to know how, and they'll get answers to that. For people that are asking, is it really needful? Should I do that? They will also get answers to that, hopefully. So I want to look at all of that today. And my pilot, over to you. It's over to you. How do we expand our businesses abroad, really?
Okay. So I think I will take it from the part where you said some people are looking to know why they should consider it, you know, and while others are in how they can get it done, right? For those who are still on the fence, so you're still thinking why, ask yourself this question. Why do you have certain brands and certain companies that you know do not have Nigerian roots or African roots or roots, founding roots in your country, but somehow are able to sell products and services to you? I'll give you a good example. The company Coca-Cola, right? So many fast food brands and so many FMCG brands, right? We're not exactly founded in the countries that they operate today or the regions that they operate in today, but they expanded into those regions, right? So you are never wrong for trying to capture value from as many economies as possible. Heck, if you can be in 300 countries, if there are even 300 countries in the world, please be, right? Capture value from everyone. The whole point of it is being able to capture value in as many locations as possible. That is true borderlessness. That is really being borderless, right?
Yeah.
Being able to capture value wherever in the world that you deem fit to capture that value. If you have a product or a service that you think the Chinese should buy from you, then of course expand to China.
True.
If you have a product or service that you believe somebody in the UK would pay for, of course, expand into that region, sell into that region. Sometimes I love to see it as selling into a region and not exactly expanding into that region. I mean, it's one and the same, but sometimes for communication purposes, I would say how you can sell into that region. Because when entrepreneurs hear the word sell, they're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
New, you know, sales, how can sell more, right? Exactly, there's money involved, right? So I'd say, how do you sell into the US? How do you sell into the UK? And they're interested. But yeah, the bottom line is being able to capture value from as many locations as possible, right? There is no shortage, okay? There is no shortage. As much opportunity is out there, you are more than welcome to go grab it, right? So that's about the why, really. And again, if you're in an emerging or currently operating in an emerging economy such as Nigeria's, the truth is you really don't even have the luxury to ask that question, why. It is important for you, yeah. Right? It is something that you should 1,000% consider in order to boost the value of your business. That's just it, okay? So if you're still on the fence, like I said, consider the ability to capture value from as many places as possible.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a creative, you want reach. You want the world to feel you. You want the world to have a piece of what you are doing. Yeah. And this is one of the, this is the way, you know, to go about it. So yeah, that's what I would say. When it comes to the how, now that's the big picture, right? Because there's like many ways you can get it done, right? It just doesn't. I mean, there's several tools today that have simplified the process. Trust me, this would have been ridiculously harder 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? But as years have gone by and as things have evolved, there's been more simplicity. There's been more of a straightforward path to getting this done, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to expanding your business abroad, wherever you are in the world, right, one of the most important things or first steps that you want to take is to identify your market opportunity. So where do you think you can capture value in your current work? So ask yourself, if you expand into, say, the US, for instance, would people in the US be able to, would they need what I'm selling? Do they want what I'm selling? Are they asking for, is there a demand for what I'm selling? Right? And would they purchase? So, you know, it's not enough to expand and start a business there. You also want to be able to get business done. You want to be able to transact.
True.
Right? So you want to ask yourself that question of, okay, are there people currently in the US who pay for a similar service that I'm offering, right? Who pay for a similar product that I'm selling? So if the answer is yes, then you should consider it.
Yeah.
Right. So identifying market opportunity is really big. But I'll add a caveat to that. Being in the US or let you register your business in the US and expand to that market, it doesn't mean that you can't sell to people in the UK or people in the European region or people in the Southern American region, Latin America. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is that you're leaning more towards a particular region to gain some specific advantage.
Okay.
Right? That is basically what you're doing. The next thing after identifying a market opportunity would be to begin your setup proper. Right?
Okay.
So you want to begin your setup proper. And typically what that would involve is you preparing your documentation. And now, funny enough, the documentation to get started or expand your business into economies like the US or the UK isn't really that hectic, actually.
Wow.
You know, it would interest you to know that today you can receive your US incorporation certificate in as little as one business day if you register right now.
Wow.
Yes. From anywhere in the world, actually, from anywhere in the world, you do not have to fly to the US, travel. You do not have to do that. Some states in the US, you can receive your certification the second your application is completed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that interesting. All right. So the setup proper is the second step. And that has to do with you identifying which sub-region within a particular country you want to get set up in. Okay. The US, for instance, you want to pick a state to get registered in. Typical states that you might want to consider are Delaware, Wyoming, Colorado, New York, Washington, Connecticut, and a couple of other ones. In the UK, for instance, the United Kingdom, a lot of people choose England, Wales, right? mm-hmm. and Northern Ireland. But those are some examples, right? So you can set up in these regions in as little as one business day and get your incorporation certificate. Another key setup component is to think about the structure of your business. Mm-hmm. So typically, or most people would want to set up as a private company, private entity. So they really don't have plans of becoming a public company or raising venture capital and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So if that is you, you most likely be setting up a limited company. In the US, that is called an LLC, which is limited liability company. In the US, it's called an LLC, right? So double LC. And then if you're someone who's looking more towards raising venture capital, becoming a public company and things of that nature, then you want to consider setting up a closed corporation. It's called a closed corporation, okay. otherwise known as a C Corp, right? Otherwise known as a C Corp. So a C Corp, yeah, it can be created. You do not have to be a citizen or a resident of the US to set up an LLC or a C Corp. You can do it from anywhere in the world, even if you're a non-resident, right? So a C Corp is something that you can consider setting up if you're looking towards venture capital and looking towards investing, right? And all of that. Once you pick that structure, then the next thing is to turn in your documents. And honestly, not much is actually required.
Okay.
Typical information such as your company name, your company website, social media handles, company structure, who owns what, who doesn't own what, right? Email address, phone numbers, local address. And that's it, right? That is literally it. You are also not required to register whatever business that you want to expand. In your local, nobody's going to ask you for your local business registration certificate because they absolutely don't care. That's the bottom line, right?
Wow.
Your business registration in your country has no bearing whatsoever
okay.
with business registrations in countries like the USA, UK, UAE, and the likes. They have absolutely no bearing, right? So nobody's going to say, oh, hey, where's your certificate of business registration in your own local country
mm-hmm.
or in your country of residence? Nobody's going to ask you that, right? Then you also want to consider some personal information to which will be required of you. Your name, of course, as the founder or founders, as many yeah. founders as possible, right? So you can have, so you can create companies with just you as the only shareholder or the only director. You can create companies with multiple owners and multiple directors. It's all left to you, right? You have the power to make that decision. Okay. Then also, you want to consider your bank account setup, which is another part of the whole setup process, right? So after you get incorporated, you want to set up banking. But before you can set up bank accounts, usually in this economy, taxation is a big thing. It's an actual thing. So
yeah.
you want to be tax registered first before you're able to set up bank accounts. So being tax registered simply means that they'll give you an ID number,
mm-hmm.
right, which you would apply for. And it would take a little bit of time to process and they would send it to you. So you would get a tax identification number. In the USA, for your business, that is simply your EIN.
Okay.
Which means employer identification number. That is what the EIN means. So you'll be given that. That gives you the ability or empowers you to be able to create a bank account in that region, right? So setting up your bank accounts, typically all the information that you would need, you already have, and coupled with your incorporation certificate and EIN number, you have all of the information, right? It's also very basic information. Nobody's asking you for lengthy stuff. There's too much protocol. And again, you can open these bank accounts online. So they have online banking portals that enable you set up active bank accounts with all of the benefits of owning one as a local, right? You're able to accept checks with some of them. You're able to send wires locally and internationally. You're able to receive money, send money, withdraw. Like you also get debit cards, debit cards, both physical and virtual. And some even also give the ability to have a line of credit after some time. So it's really, really amazing. And all of these things are possible whether or not you have traveled to the USA before or live in the USA, resident of the US, a citizen, whatever it is. Okay. So bank account is very important. After that, you should consider how then you accept payment, which is your payment processing setup.
Okay.
Also, being a business in this economy, in this country, right, gives you the ability as well to set up a payment processor. The popular one that you can get set up with after incorporating a company in the US or UK is Stripe. And Stripe is a big player in the global payment space. And you can get a Stripe account completely verified using your foreign company.
Wow.
Right? Which is really, really amazing. Yes, it is all very possible, right? So just to recap a little bit again, the first step is identifying market opportunity, what region, you know, immediately has your market.
Mm-hmm.
Go set up there and you can do it virtually. You don't have to travel, right? Next thing is the actual setup process, incorporating, getting your certificates, getting tax registered, setting up bank accounts, setting up payment processors, right? Once you have done that setup, the next part is then market penetration. So how do you start proper business, right, in those places? How then do you take payment? Do you win new business, right? And you can do that through a number of ways, right? You can start by making sure that your pricing is translated. So what translation means is, hey, whatever I'm selling in, say, Naira, for instance, I should have a dollar equivalent pricing for that. So that if my customer in the US wants to hire my service or buy my product, then they don't have to do any mental math of, oh, okay, how much would this be in my currency?
Yeah.
And they already have price translated. And now with your foreign payment processor, they're able to take that payment seamlessly without them having to go through tons of failed payment experiences and back and forth with you, giving you a lot of stress and headache, right? You can simply just have it on your website and make a sale, right? So another way would be to consider advertising, right? Creating separate advertising campaigns to a new audience, and this new audience being this new region you've just expanded your business into, right? Because it is not enough to incorporate your companies there. That wouldn't do the marketing for you, right? If you must make sales, then you must market your products. So making sure that you have certain specific advertising going out towards this new region is also a channel that you can use to penetrate that market, right? Another way too would be to being a part of the communities around your industry in those regions. And you can be a part of virtual communities, you know, that operate, that have a lot of conversations driven from whether it's the US or it's the UK that you're a part of. It is very, very possible to do this, right? So that is like a three-part strategy that I would use today to expand into any market. And again, you know, it's not talked about enough. The trust and the prestige that this gives you is, trust me, is unprecedented. A lot of people that I've seen firsthand were struggling to maybe make purchases or close a deal with a supplier, a vendor, you know, who was in the region like the US or the UK. But the second that they incorporated, right, they were able to close more business with these foreign partners and all of that, simply because now they were perceived in a different way. They were perceived as a multinational brand and not just a local brand, right? They were perceived like, okay, we can do business with this person, right? If this person is like one of us, they also own a limited liability company. They have an LLC here in the US, right? So it gives you an added layer of trust, right? For people to do business with you globally and access to more opportunities. Okay, access. Now you can apply for opportunities both as an African company and as a US yes. company.
Yeah.
Or UK company, as the case may be, right? So it expands your horizon of opportunities right from where you are, right? And I think that it is important that this is, people can see that this, right? Because you might never know where the opportunity lies and how well you can spin this.
True.
But it is always a good option. Right? Like I said, the entire goal is being able to capture value from as many economies as possible. Right? Mm. So you keep expanding, right? But and these taxes are tried and true, right? So starting in, and the truth is, starting in one economy, expanding gives you the leverage to also go into another and another and another, right? So you keep planting your feet in different places and extracting yeah. value from there, mm-hmm. because your counterparts abroad are doing the same.
True.
So that should tell you that if they see value in your economy and set up here and sell things to you, you should also see value in their economy, set up there and capture
and sell
value
to them. True. True.
Right.
True.
Exactly. Right. So it should work both ways. You shouldn't be restricted from being yeah. able to do, you know, the thing that they have been doing for decades and God knows how long. Right. So yeah, that is exactly a bridge formula that anybody can use to expand the business into a particular region. So market research, so identify your market opportunities, then go do your setup, and then begin market penetration, right? So for market penetration, which is like the biggest step, consider doing advertising, be part of communities, also translate your pricing, be sure you have your prices translated. I'm sure many people have seen, there should be a website that you've visited, and then they say, hey, can we translate this to a different language for you?
Yeah.
Right? And that's an example of a global brand, right? Mm-hmm. They know that they're expecting people from different regions of the world.
Yeah.
So they're already prepared in language and all of that, so that it's easy for you to access, you know, what they have on offer, right? So that is something too that people should, I think entrepreneurs should consider heavily. And so that's what I would say, you know, in regards to how somebody can, you know, really expand their business into a different region.
Mm. Wow. I'm already thinking of expanding.
Yep.
Wow. I'm sure someone may be wondering, what would it really cost to do all these things? Yeah. It's really not in the grammar, you know, but like, what would it really cost to, you know, get all this done? Because it's really not free. I'm sure of that. It's not free. So quickly, what will it cost to set up and expand, at least in the US, like you mentioned, or probably in the UK? What would that cost be?
Okay, yes. I would agree with you. It is obviously it's not free. It is an investment. And typically, you should be looking to invest at least around $400 to get it all done, right? So your budget should typically be around $400. Depending on what currency you use, you can translate the pricing, but the industry standard is usually around $400, that $400 range to about $700, right? Depending on the company or partner that you work with, but that's a fair budget, to keep in mind.
So that's awesome. We are going to talk about something that is not exactly expanding your business into other regions,
yep.
but something that it's very important, because this is actually what people go through. And that is, how do I get payments from outside of my country, especially if you're in Nigeria? And I know you have a company that, you know, helps people deal with this issue. And how seamless is that process? Is it a difficult thing to do? Is it easy? Whatever it is, let's hear you.
Okay. Good. I mean, I would totally agree, right? Payments is a major, it's a big challenge, right? It's very cross-border payments when it comes to international payments.
Yeah.
Right? Into Africa, for instance, of course. I 100% agree. It can be a challenge. However, you know, we have been able to scale that, friends, for more than a year now, right? But I'll give you an overview of how international payments today would work best, into Africa. So there's different channels. Right, there's different channels. Today you have people have experimented a whole lot with things like cryptocurrencies, domiciliary account transfers, and a whole lot more. Right. However, if you wanted to receive a payment, the fastest way remains today to receive a payment into Africa today would be to use, and now I'm speaking in the context of a business person, right?
Yeah.
Would be to have your customer or your client abroad make a payment to you through your payment processor using their debit card or their credit card. So here's an example. Let's assume that you had set up your foreign company and you have a Stripe account. Right? You can connect that Stripe account to your website or to your sales page or something. And then this client or customer can make a payment to you and Stripe processes that payment instantly. Now, once Stripe processes that payment, they would settle those funds into your US bank account. All right. And then from your US bank account, you can just simply send a wire to your local domiciliary accounts really seamlessly. Really seamlessly. Right? It is very, very easy to do. And typically, your local dom accounts would receive that money within 48 hours. That's usually the timeline to look at. Right? So that's one way to do it. Okay? The other way to accept that payment would be to get the customer or the client to simply send you an international bank transfer via the SWIFT network. However, a lot of clients abroad tend to shy away from using that method because it can be a bit complicated for them, stressful and all sorts. But one of the simplest remains to have a payment processor that is global in nature, such as Stripe. All right, which of course you can set up for free once you have set up a US company or a UK company, right? And then you can simply have your clients or customers abroad pay you using their debit cards. I mean, they also can pay using digital wallets like Apple Pay and Google Pay, really seamlessly. One tap and boom, they have made a payment to you. Once that payment is made to you, you can just send it to like a virtual dollar account and liquidate it, or you can send that to your local domiciliary account here in Nigeria and also withdraw the USD and probably be able to exchange it maybe at the bank or at other providers, basically, you know. So that's a way that you can be able to do that, you know, aside all the other options that exist. Yes, I think I should add that if you are just looking towards the payments front, right? You can, there are also companies that help you do this where you can, you know, be able to create payment links and payment invoices for your customers, and they're able to process those payments for you, right? And also settle payments to you or directly to you in your bank account. So there are a couple of companies, like you mentioned, we also have a company that is in a similar line, right? And you're free to go check it out. I'm sure there'll be a link somewhere in the podcast for people to go take a look at that. So
awesome. It's really a big challenge, you know, during this cross-border payment thing. So
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people are going to jump at this, like, is this happening, is it possible? And it's awesome. Yes, it's very awesome that we're getting this out now. So there'll be a link, of course. There'll be a link, in the description of this podcast. So if you're listening, just check down. You will see the link. Just check it out. And you will see everything you need to see about how to make all of the payments you want to make, right? So, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. One more question I want to ask. You have a company called Go Nomads, right? And that is responsible for the whole business expansion thing. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so, correct.
In just a few seconds, can you just tell us more about your company, what you guys do, and if there is other things you do apart from what we just talked about, maybe we could just hear all of that now.
Okay, awesome. So yes, I do run Go Nomad. So I'm one of the co-founders at Go Nomad, and it's spelled Go and then Nomad, right? Uh-huh. So G-O-N-O-M-A-D, right? So the whole concept was in helping people go borderless, right? Yeah. So the nomad lifestyle is one where you can just pack up and go. Yeah. So you can be anywhere, right? Wherever you want to be. So I brought that sense, right, into business. So like, how can your business be anywhere it wants to be?
Yeah.
Right? How can your business be nomad, right, in nature? So that's why we call it Go Nomad, right? And if you look at the logo, the go in it has a globe, right, icon, which represents being anywhere in the world, so going anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah.
And that is a company that is responsible for helping business owners, entrepreneurs, creatives to take the business that they currently have and register that or incorporate that as well, expand that into a different market like the USA, the UK, the UAE today,
mm-hmm.
right? And we also help them get tax registered in those countries. We also help them set up bank accounts in those countries. We also help them set up payment processors in those countries,
mm-hmm.
all without having them leave wherever they currently are or having them to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be applying for any visas or buying any travel tickets and any of that. The comfort of your home would be able to register your business in the USA or the UK and even the UAE, right? Get you tax registered, set up your bank account, ensure that you have debit cards, make sure your payment processes are well set up and get you ready to go, get your international payments engine ready to go, right? Mm. That is what Go Nomad does. And the website address is gonomad.africa. So G-O-N-O-M-A-D .africa. That is the web address link. And it's been awesome. We've helped tons of entrepreneurs, tons of companies, right, be able to expand into different regions and sell into different markets. And it's just an amazing experience. So yes, that is what Go Nomad is. That's what Go Nomad does today.
Mm. And I'm sure we are going to get customers from this podcast.
Yes. Patronizing. We'll be happy to send you a referral commission. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for everything, all the amazing things you've shared with us today. Thank you.
Yes.
I am sure that you have answered questions that are lingering in people's hearts already, like everything taken care of. So if you're listening and you're wondering, you're no longer wondering. If you're listening, I'm sure you're getting to work already. So thank you so much, Uke. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you that we finally did this. We did it.
Yes. Yes,
oh,
exactly.
God. Yeah, it's so good to have you on
Pleasure.
The show. Now, finally, I think I've said finally before. This is finally. So if anyone wants to connect with you on Facebook,
yes.
Instagram, what are your social media handles so it's easy for them to connect?
Okay, so I am on Instagram at UKEJNR. That is UKEJNR. That is my Instagram handle. More than happy to connect.
Oh, okay, awesome. All right. Thank you so much. This is finally. Thank you. All right. You. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Okay, people. That was Uke Jr. with me on the show. And we talked about expanding your business abroad. Now he shared so many things and I'm sure you wrote down. I'm sure you jotted things down. I'm sure you have a lot of information to work with. But this is the episode you want to listen to over and over again. Okay, people, remember we are back again. This is our third season on the show and we are here, right? So this is still the show that seeks to inspire, inform, educate, and spur you to cultivate the skills you need to achieve your desired good and success. So this season, we are ready to do all of that for you. And I am sure you are ready to go on this ride with us. My name is Ozema Anyoji, and you have been listening to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Have a good day, everyone. Have an amazing week. And God bless you. Bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.